Welcome back to Make a Fuss with
Ava
and Goose.
It's been so long,
you guys. It's been longer than a month.
It's been over a month since we've last chatted, and that is just a tragedy.
Because you need us in your lives.
You do.
And it's kind of sad when you don't have us.
You need us more than you can even understand. And we need you.
Exactly. We do need you. We need you to promote the podcast, put it out. Actually, please don't, because I don't want anyone else other than our friends and family to know about this.
if this podcast, which is not the best of the podcasts, if it somehow went viral, I'd be okay with that. But it's not something I'm going to seek out.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
There are people that shouldn't hear this many of my thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah. My god, it would be bad. I've said so many things that could be interpreted as reasons for me to never run in a political campaign.
This is true. The very, nature of this podcast, the theme is just us. Yeah. And I find that, a little embarrassing.
It's one thing
to have, a true crime podcast or a podcast where you, review bread or whatever, but a podcast where you just talk about yourself and your life, it's,
I feel like that's an entire genre of all podcasts.
It totally is. And, every podcast kind of is that, or most are.
It all comes back to that, really. At least talk show kind of ones.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Whatever.
We are now back. We be taking hiatuses.
Unannounced hiatuses.
Yeah. Because things happen. Because we are, in fact, in college. And also, things happen.
And we're so tired.
All of the time.
All of the time. But Goose had coffee.
So. I did have coffee. I'm still actively drinking it right now. And I think I'm probably going to get the jitters. But I need to stay up tonight to work on a project. So, yeah, I got to do it. And I should be doing it right now, but I am doing this instead.
Can you tell she's had coffee?
Yeah.
I had a Danish. It was very good.
It looked very good.
You almost got some ASMR that was really gross.
It was so loud. I was doing the sound testing. It was, right up in there.
I wasn't even near the microphone. It was just...
It was just that, particular crunchy level of audio was picking up the most. And it was just crunching.
If you want to hear me eat a Danish, drop that in the comments.
Yeah, drop that in the comments. There are comments. You can comment on these.
You can...
Depends on which platform
you're
doing.
You can comment on Podbean, I think.
True, yeah.
You can't on Spotify. You should be able to on Spotify. Why don't they do that?
They should make that as part of the platform. I feel like it would be much more interactive, and they would get more, even more interaction than they already do.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm.
We should start talking about our weeks.
We should.
Yes.
Because it's been several weeks, and so we're going to be a little bit...
Yeah, we've got to talk about a lot. Mm-hmm. Abby, I think, has the most updates, so I think you should go first.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, my first update is that I miss you.
Hi. I miss
Hello,
you.
Hello, microphone. I missed you so.
Coffee.
Okay. I crochet now.
Mm-hmm.
I have wanted to crochet for the past, year and a half, I want to say. And I finally started doing it in, March? In March-ish. And I made a dog. I had a little kit, and it's a French bulldog, and it's so cute. If you want to see it, I would love to show you. but this is a audio-only podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I have beef with? Visual podcasts.
I know.
Why are they all visual? Can't you just let it be audio?
I know.
I'm not sitting down to watch a podcast when my eyes are ready to do something else, you know?
Exactly.
Like, Brittany Broski has so many visuals.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to.
I
love you, Brittany, and I love that we're Googling, but I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
I can't.
I feel the same way about one of my favorite podcasts from Watcher, which is just Pod Watcher. All of their. They're always joking about how, this is an audio medium, but we're going to film it anyway. And I'm like,
but
please don't.
Does.
Please don't. I don't want to see you. I just want to hear you. They're always like that's the kind of thing where Brittany Broski will say, take your eyes off of the road. And it's like, well, if I was watching you, I wouldn't have been looking at the road in the first place because this is not an audio medium that you're using for your podcast. Anyway, yeah, I also have beef with that.
Yeah. But just know, listeners, that we will always be only audio. You will never see our faces.
And it's probably for the better.
We're doing that for you. We're protecting this sacred art form.
Exactly.
Ugh, I hate it so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to look with my eyes. I have to look at everything all the time.
That's why I take my glasses off.
Yeah. I just want to play watermelon or Tetris, and I want to listen to someone yap.
Yeah.
And not feel like I'm missing something when I can't see.
Exactly.
Anyways.
Excuse me.
So I crochet now. I made a French bulldog. I'm working on a beagle. I've been meaning to post this on my private story, so if you're on that, you'll see it. I don't think I even showed, like, most of my friends this dog I made.
It's adorable.
And it's so impressive. This was my first crochet project, guys.
Yeah, I feel like your learning curve must have been, like, what's that where it goes whoop, whoop? You know, where it goes up really...
The technical term is a whoop.
Yeah. It's like a parabola, but not... Yeah. It's like a whoop. Anyway, you got that.
But the thing is, my beagle is turning out smaller. Like, I just made the other one too big.
Size doesn't matter.
But somehow it's way smaller, and I don't like it. It's weirding me out.
Anyways, it also has sock ears, which I like.
It does have sock ears. It just looks like a sock stuck to its head. I don't know exactly how to sew those on properly. Redo it. Anyways. Also, I had a housing crisis.
Yay.
Let's get into it, folks. Let's get into it, friends.
It's been a full month since... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't even talking about this last time. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was living in a fantasy world where I thought we would get into... Ignorance blints. Yeah, I was living in a fantasy world last we spoke where I thought, oh, it'll be fine. I'm a rising junior at college. They'll give me a house. They'll probably give me one of the nice ones. We really thought.
We were convinced that we would at least get something decent.
Yeah, and I didn't get a house at all.
Yay!
Keep saying house. I didn't get a dorm at all, which was so fun for me to deal with. I, like, had to meet with people. It absolutely sucked. I posted, like, an Instagram story begging for some, like, freshmen to room with me. I was like, please, they're not gonna let us in. But then, friends, the other day, this was Friday, I'm sitting in class. I'm absolutely in the trenches. I am dreading going to this office again to beg for, you know, the thing that I pay for, which is housing. Like, they were always gonna put me somewhere, but it was looking bad for us. So I was going to go cry and beg because they were supposed to call me all week and they hadn't called me. And so I was devastated. And then, just as class is beginning, I get a text from my roommate who is in Italy right now. I don't know why they called her instead of me.
I think it's alphabetical.
I think you're right, actually.
Because JoJo's last name starts with an M. Should
but
we drop this information?
Think...
No. But yeah. And, like, I think it's alphabetical.
But you would think... Her being in another country would trump.
See, I
her
feel
last
like we've
name.
Said we've said you would think that they would do it this way
yeah.
so many times with the housing department, and then they do it in the most illogical and completely out of date way possible.
It's
and
so
you're
bad.
Like, why am I still surprised that they're mm-hmm. still fucking this up? I feel like we should just absolutely not give them the benefit of the doubt and just be sort of like, yeah, no, they would do that.
Anyways, but then friends, a miracle. We have a dorm room. Yay!
And it's in the same dorm building as the rest of us.
Yay! I'm overjoyed.
Yeah.
I'm so, so happy. And I'm so happy I don't have to deal with it anymore. Ugh, I just feel better.
I'm so... When Abby and JoJo texted us that day, I think I was sitting in the chair in my room, and I got up and did a little lap around the room, and then I put my phone down, and I was like, next year, I'm going to get to walk downstairs, knock on a door, and then walk into Abby and JoJo's room, and then I can bother them, and I'm going to be so happy.
It's going to be lovely. We're all going to be in the same spot,
yeah.
minus Caitlin, and
yeah.
also minus Jock, but... A good majority of us are going to
yeah.
be in the same space, and that's going to be me, guys.
Craft
I'm
night is going to
so
be
happy.
Absolutely banger,
oh,
dude.
Yes, and in those, and we can go in the lounge.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's a nice lounge.
There's two lounges.
There's two.
There's two. There's one in
I
the basement.
I only know the knitting one.
The knitting one.
For knitting club?
Oh, what?
Did you not come with me to knitting club?
No, I don't think I knew we had a knitting club.
It's a little bit clicky for some reason. It's very gossipy. I went there thinking it would be a bunch of people who are kind of like more chill and like, yeah. I'm going to knit tonight. And instead it was a bunch of really cool people with like piercings and stuff who were knitting and gossiping about stuff. And I was kind of intimidated. So I only went twice and then didn't go back.
That's so sad.
But it was in that building.
Maybe I'll make a crochet club that has better vibes.
Yeah. Well, they had good vibes. I was just intimidated by the people because they were all cool.
But it shouldn't be intimidating. If you're going to knit, you should create an inviting space.
I get intimidated by people very easily.
This is true. This is true. but yeah, it was a miracle, friends.
Yeah.
I manifested that long ago, and I was really doubting my witchy abilities because I was like, if I can't even manifest this, then I'm not very good. I should give up as trying to make things happen. But in the end, I did get what I manifested for. I just had to wait a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now I don't even know what I'm going to complain about anymore. I'm just going to be so happy. Yeah.
I think that the owl was a sign that your witchy ability.
My gosh, you just spoiled my.
I was trying to do a smooth transition. Okay.
Fine. Anyway, I went on a walk, and I saw an owl. It was so neat.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was trying to figure out how to transition that, too. I'm going to look up what kind of owl this is while Goose does her updates, because I want to know, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I could recognize it. But yeah, what do we think that means? Seeing an owl and, like, staring at an owl for a good minute?
Owls are symbols of wisdom in older mythology.
So it means I'm wise. Yeah. Basically, I'm really smart.
It's the sign of Athena, which is pretty baller. Mm-hmm. And in indigenous mythology, I think it also means similar things, where it's, like, kind of a hunter who's smart. But I'm not sure about that. Anyway, you should look up types of owls indigenous to Minnesota.
That's very good. In Minnesota. Okay, we've got...
Anyway,
I'm going to need some visuals here.
I'm going to talk about...
Yeah, you talk.
What's happened for me in the past month. I was so brave, and I called the doctor, and I made an appointment, and I talked to them about my medication. Was it a great horned owl?
No.
Oh.
I don't think that was it. Anyway, I'm so proud of you for calling the doctor.
Yeah, so I called the doctor, and I got an appointment. I got new medications. So now I'm trying to figure out... Oh, he's so startled.
So cute.
I'm trying to figure out if the new medicine that I'm on is affecting me positively or not, because I've just been kind of zoned a lot. But I feel like I say that every single time I talk on this podcast. Maybe I'm just in a perpetual state of disassociation and I don't really realize it. So I'm kind of thinking about that. I've been trying to journal about it more. You know, thinking about things. Another fun update. Before spring break, which was 2 weeks ago, we recorded an episode with our beloved Siggy. And I fucked up. And the audio was awful because I didn't balance. We used two mics. I didn't balance them. And so the audio was really, really wonky and we couldn't use it. Like, it was unbearable to listen to. So I'm very upset about that because it was very fun to record. And so we're going to try to figure out another time to get her on here.
This is going to be the lost episode. You'll never know what we said.
Yeah, exactly. And there was a lot of things said. It was like an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
The raw recording. Not that I was able to.
Of just chaos.
It was yapping to the max.
Three of us in the room is like,
it was intense. Chaotic. At one point, they started talking about Love is Blind, and I fully had to take like a brain break and scoot my chair over to the corner of the recording room and go on my phone because I was so drained. Anyway, yeah, so we did that. I'm still upset about that because I think it would have been a really cool episode to publish. But yeah, I am going back to the doctor at some point because that's a snowy owl.
Yeah, but it looks
the most like this, but it was brown.
I bet it was a barred owl.
A barn owl?
Bar.
Bar?
Barred owl. Yeah, so I need to go and talk to my doctor at some point. I have a list of questions about my general health on my phone. One of them, one of them is it normal? Is it normal to hiccup as much as I do? And I don't know how to go about asking my doctor that because it's becoming a noticeable problem for me. We're in the middle of conversation. We're in the middle of dead silence. I'll just have one really strong hiccup. Where I just go, it's a problem. And I really want to know if there's, like, something wrong with my, like, I don't even know, my lungs? What causes you to hiccup? My gastrointestinal stuff? I don't know what causes that.
Well, I have a theory that, that some people are burpers and some people are tooters, you know? like I'm not going to dox anybody, but I know people who don't burp, but they
fart so much because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Actually, I don't think we're talking about the same person, but I know
you're talking about someone.
I just... Like, because we should all have a similar amount of, like, gas in us, unless you're on, like, a crazy diet. I don't know. But I think, yeah, I think it might just depend on, like, which one you're fighting harder, you know? Because, like, you don't want to do either in a quiet
which
room.
Which of your demons are you battling? Your farts or your breasts?
Yeah, it's like you've got two wolves, and one is going to win the battle, you know? Everyone does both, but I think, so if you know us, please text us. Some of you we already know. best believe we know you.
I'm well aware. Us.
But yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. Okay, so that's my bit about doctor stuff. I've been so brave about adulting and calling people and making appointments because it's really scary. So yeah, and then my final update is Minecraft. I play Minecraft. I've been playing modded Minecraft for a while now, but I recently got into playing hardcore mode. In this particular mod, and basically it's actually a mod pack. It has a lot of different things, but one of the things is that you get to choose your origin, which basically means that you don't necessarily have to be a human person. You could be like a fairy or an elf or an orc or something like that. And so in this world, I chose to be a siren. Like, I can swim. I can swim, and also I can sing. Which, like, enchants people around me for a short amount of time. Anyway, that's all to say. I've been really enjoying it as a way of decompressing. And I've been trying to build a terrace agriculture system on a hill and replicate Mediterranean building styles for my house. And it's taking a really long time because I underestimated the amount of resources I need. Needed. So yeah. Anyway, I've been thinking. Stop.
No.
Stop it. I've been thinking a lot about. I've been thinking a lot about architecture, history, and development within Mediterranean environmental zones.
Yay! That's lovely.
Through the lens of Minecraft. Found an owl.
I think I either saw a barred owl, or maybe I saw a great horned owl, but it did not have ears.
They flattened their ears.
They flattened their ears? Mm-hmm. Then maybe that's what I saw, because honestly, that looks more similar.
Because sometimes...
Those just seem like they must be rare, because it's got great in the name.
No, you know how cats put their ears back like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great horned owls do that too. They flatten them.
Do just the males have the ears?
I have no idea.
Let's look at.
I don't know a lot about owls.
Great horned owls.
Look up just great horned owl female or something. Maybe that you can find a difference with picture.
Female.
Female.
No, they seem
to have ears. No, you're right.
Wait.
They have less ear.
Less ear, for sure.
on that pair. Those don't look real though. Those look like puppets.
Okay, dang.
Don't judge them. Most owls look like puppets, TBH.
They're basically just flying pillows with anger issues, anyway.
It might be a great horned owl, which sounds so cool.
It does sound super cool.
It blended in very well in the way they really
blend in very well.
Yeah. If I hadn't, it like swooped in front of me and then it landed in a tree. And so I was looking at it from a pretty good distance.
Excuse me.
But yeah.
See, there's an example of the
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's the problem, is that I interrupt people by hiccuping.
Okay, I'm going to stop looking at owls now, because I think I'll spend all day on this.
We should very quickly talk about the men who are annoying us, and then move on to our watch, read, listen. Who is annoying you? Sorry.
Oh, fun. I want to do musical segues so bad, but Lucy won't let me.
I just don't want us to do the musical segues. I can put in little jingles if I steal little audio bits from online.
I love a little jingle.
Okay.
You maybe shouldn't say that we're going to steal it.
I don't mean that I'm going to... I can also cut this out. But I don't mean that I'm going to steal it. I mean that I'm going to get it from a free audio file download source.
Nah, I think we leave this in. Anyway.
To expose me?
Yes. No, just so the people know what's happening.
Okay, get on with
it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I cannot focus. Anyway, I'm the man I'm mad at.
No. Do not become man, I'll be angry.
I will not be man.
Do not be man. Okay,
anyways, the man I am mad at, or the men, is whoever's responsible for this housing crisis. There are several men that could be. I don't exactly know. I don't know how it works, so I don't know who to pin the responsibility on.
Yeah.
But if you go to our school, you know the people I'm talking about.
There's like three of them in particular.
Yeah. Anyways, they are responsible for me crying for most of the day that day.
Yeah, she was very upset.
Might have been an overreaction, sure.
I don't think it was. You've been messed up by housing. Day. So much.
I was having a bad day already. And yeah. Anyways, that's who I'm mad at. I will be sending all of my bad juju in that direction.
Yeah, that's fair.
For the next week or so. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll never move on. Maybe I'll be talking about this on my deathbed.
Yeah.
I might. Anyway.
Okay, continue. I have two items of men that I'm mad at. The first one is men who wear red and blue at the same time by choice. You look like a Sim or like a Wii, what's it called? You know, the Wii remote characters, the Mii?
A Mii, yeah.
You look like a Mii.
You look like
and
a
you
Mii.
Did that by choice. Like vivid red and vivid blue. You wore blue jeans with a solid red t-shirt. Why
we
did you look
tell
like
people that.
Why do you look like you were character generated yesterday? Tone your colors down and wear a better fucking shirt. That's my beef.
We should tell men that. We should say you look like a me right now.
Yeah.
Be serious.
Be so
you
for
look
real.
Like a me. We're going to put you in the me parade.
Yeah. And then my next men that I'm mad at is eels.
I saw that on your list. I was like, what?
And I do have ways of elaborating on that, but I kind of don't want to. But basically, it comes down to the fact that eels are freaky looking.
Mm-hmm.
And also, apparently, I watched a video earlier today, they happen to really like killing the female eels just for the fun of it. And also,
have they seen the Barbie movie?
Exactly. And also, scientists still don't know how most eels mate, because apparently there's this thing that happens with eels where they go into this one part of the ocean and then they all, like, it's mating, like they're all there, and then they have eggs a little bit later, but no one knows what goes on there, and it just freaks me out, and I don't like eels, and I associate eels with men because they're kind of slimy and creepy and gross, and also their teeth are weird, and they might bite you, and it also might electrocute you, which is not good, and they're also in dark little corners.
I saw eels at the shed.
The shed?
Yeah.
Shed eels?
The shed. The shed aquarium, to be clear, not just a shed.
They were definitely scary. I looked at those for a minute and I was like, nope, moving on.
I don't like them.
I don't like them either. Their mouths are always open.
I know.
I'm like, I do not vibe with that.
Close your mouth, sir. Put it away.
Please stop. Yeah. Anyways, let's get into watch, read, listen.
Yeah.
Unless you have more to say about eels.
No, that's all I have to say about eels.
I am watching mostly Brittany Broski play video games and be pretty bad at them. I really enjoy her. And mostly up till this point, I've been a podcast. You know, I listened to the Broski Report. But now I'm listening. Now I need her more in my life. I need her every day.
Damn. It's romantic.
I'm just like, that's my girl. I can't go a day without
that's fair.
Talking, hearing from my girl.
Yeah.
And I watched a video where she played Webkinz. And then I decided, hey, wait, I can play Webkinz. I decided that I could. Yeah. I was like, there's nothing stopping me. I could play Webkinz in class.
Yeah.
I could play Webkinz anywhere where I have a solid Wi-Fi connection. And so I did. I'm a gamer girl now, guys. I play Webkinz. And also I play Tetris now. I already said that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm kind of a gamer girl.
Yeah, she's just one of those people.
I have a bunny. His name is Flop.
It's adorable.
Because he's a flop. And he has a pirate room. And I bought him a little hat that makes him look like a dinosaur. And the other day we were out exploring, as we do, and I took him onto a pirate ship, and there was a sign on the pirate ship that said, don't rock the boat. But when you get in there, the only thing you can do is rock the boat. So I was like, we better rock the boat. And we saw a scary ghost, and he was depressed for the rest of the day. I had to play so much Webkinz to get him back from his depressive episode. It was... Yeah, I can't believe they would do that to me. I was like, well, I kind of want to see the ghost. It did not occur to me what the consequences would be.
The consequences of your actions.
I made a bunny depressed. Anyway,
yeah,
that's what I watched and played, I guess.
Yeah, I played. We can add that one.
We can.
I've been watching this YouTube channel that I literally found by chance. It was on my recommended feed on YouTube. And it's just this dude. He's the sweetest guy ever. He just does book reviews and stuff. And his channel's name is Lit Vibes with Five. And he's the kind of guy to say things like, yo, check my drip, and then show you his outfit. And, like, he seems very much like a sneakerhead, like people who collect sneakers and stuff. But he's actually obsessed with romance books. And he goes to these bookstores and he'll talk to the people and be like, what's your favorite romance book? And then he'll go home and read it and be like, oh my God, I love this romance book. And it's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
And he's just really fun to listen to. He calls the audience fam, and it just makes me feel happy. And he's literally, like, very new to YouTube. Like, I think he started posting videos, like, last month. So, yeah, shout out to that guy.
I am 100% gonna watch him.
Later. You should.
Because, like,
casual and so fun, and just sort of him being like, okay, so I'm gonna give you a brief rundown of this book, but also let me talk about this sweatshirt I got.
Anyway. I don't know if I should admit this online, but I'm going to anyways. I had such a BookTube era.
You did?
This was most of what I watched on YouTube for a good long time.
Oh, I thought you made some.
No, I did not make them.
Okay.
But, like, a part of me wanted to, you know? I didn't have a camera.
Yeah.
And, or the balls, frankly. but, yeah, I, like... Like, BookTube raised me in some ways. People were like,
fair.
Man... Or, like, my sister would be like, you read so many good books. How do you find these? And I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I've got really good taste, I guess. No, I was doing research, babes. I was doing research all the time. And that's, like, that very much affects me now.
That's fair.
It's why I listen to most of... Listen. It's why I read most of what I read. It all goes back to 7th grade and X-Teen May.
Yeah.
Anyway, I will say one more thing about this guy. Lit guy vibes. It's a long name to say for me because I'm a little stupid. But he's like, the thing I think I liked the most was the first video of his I watched. It was when he went like to a bookstore and like got like a haul and stuff and then came back and talked about it. And he fully admits, like, he was like, well, to be honest, I was too afraid and awkward to, like, film in this bookstore. I didn't want to film myself. I was terrified. And so instead I just kind of filmed my shoes and then filmed the books I was looking at. And then I stopped after that. And I was like, you know what? That's so real. I love this guy. Anyway, so yeah, he's fun.
A YouTuber that I really like who is kind of new to YouTube is Babbity Kate. She makes absurdly long videos about things you didn't know you cared about. She did almost 6-hour video about Kirsten the American Girl doll.
We need to send that to Gigi.
Gigi would lose her shit for that. Well, Gigi likes Felicity.
Yeah, but she's an American Girl girl doll girl.
Yeah, she just is in general. For sure.
We can find a Felicity version of that for her.
But this girl knows about the American Girl dolls. And when I tell you, I enjoyed all 6 hours immensely. I was so sad when it was done. I was like, what am I going to do?
I'm kind of impressed that you watched that whole thing.
I did. I didn't think I would. I was like, 6 hours, I guess. I didn't get anything done that day. She's coming out with a Samantha video soon, which I promise is to be a similar length. She's going to go through and do them all, but she's only got Kirsten right now. And yeah, but like, I was genuinely like emotionally affected by that because I'm on such a tangent now,
it's okay.
Kirsten is a Swedish immigrant who moves to Minnesota.
So relatable.
I
for Abby,
am descended from Swedish immigrants who moved to Minnesota. I would have like hashtag related to her so much if I had read that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was a Kit Kittredge girly. My heart still lies with Kit. She was the one who wanted to be a journalist. Yes. She was a journalist. She published a paper in her attic. But the Great Depression is not actually a time in history that I really like to hear about. Like, people were just poor.
Fair.
It's not terribly interesting if we're being honest with ourselves. But Kit was so much fun. I love Kit. Oh my gosh.
And her little, you remember the scooter she had that was made out of a milk crate?
Yeah, that was sick.
I wanted one of those so badly. Like, I can't even describe how badly I wanted that.
Scooter. And her iconic fit.
Yes.
The purple sweater t-shirt thing.
And the
with
skirt.
With the purple sweater over it. The flowery skirt. The sandals, the hat she had. I never had the hat.
And her little
bob. Buy the extra accessories. And I was like, I'm not doing... Or I think my parents were like, we're not doing that. She doesn't need the hat for $10.
Yeah.
But I really wanted the hat.
Yeah.
It just felt like my kit was never complete.
We should talk about reading instead of the American Girl dolls. What have you been reading?
Anyways, having time to read for fun... I don't know her.
Who is she?
That's just not going to be a part of my life for the next
Apparently
3 years,
not.
It seems. I have not read a page for fun, and I thought over spring break I would get there, but I was trying to read, so I wasn't immediately behind when I got back from spring break, and guess what? I was immediately behind when I got back from spring break anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I read Mrs. Dalloway for my British class.
By Virginia Woolf.
If you don't know, Mrs. Dalloway is about people in London.
Yeah, that's a good way of summarizing it.
I don't know any other way of summarizing it. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand this book. I wasn't paying close enough attention. I didn't realize I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was rather lost. Because we read Wuthering Heights before this, and I had already read Wuthering Heights. But I was going to listen to it again. On audio, because I was like, I do need a refresher. I didn't really absorb much.
Yeah.
But, like, that one, I knew the general plot. I knew where we were going. And this is Dalloway. I had no idea what was happening ever.
Yeah.
Virginia Woolf doesn't like chapters.
No.
She doesn't split things up at all. It's just a chunk of text. And I get the reasons behind that decision. We don't have to talk about it, but
I
like,
want to talk about it because I think it's interesting.
It's very difficult. It's asking a lot of me.
Yeah,
you know?
I completely agree. I also had to read Mrs. Dalloway for a class about 3 weeks ago, and I also struggled massively to get through it. And
you
also
read it 3 weeks ago?
3 or 4 weeks ago.
Oh. Were you talking?
I don't think I talked. Did
you
I talk about
talk
it last
about
time?
It on the pod? I thought I knew everything you were reading. I'm sad.
I've talked to you about Mrs. Dalloway.
I knew you read it, but I thought maybe you had read it years ago.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Well, yeah. So I read it a little while back. And oh my God, it's so hard to read.
It's very difficult.
I would read like a couple pages and then put it down and be like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
I don't get this. But so the thing that I understand is that her writing style, particularly in Mrs. Dalloway, was attempting to emulate the style of post-impressionist painters in prose, which is the sort of like very like detached from time yet stuck in a moment kind of feeling. And then also just sort of snapshots of things that are very vividly colored. And so like to an extent I get it, but also I feel like we could have done this better.
Yeah.
Which like, I think is a bad thing to say because it's like such a classic.
Yeah, I get that it's good writing, but I think there was a way to explain that doesn't exhaust me so much, mm-hmm. you know? It was explained to me that like it's meant to be kind of you're lost in time with the characters a little bit and the past is completely interwoven with the present where you're not sure if it's now or if it's a flashback. And then there's the clock chimes and that kind mm-hmm. of reminds us that time is passing, but it's not, like, it doesn't follow the same rules or something. I don't fully understand it, but yeah. I think there was a way to do that isn't so baffling.
Yeah. Also, for full context of the mm-hmm. sort of time aspect of it, it takes, like, the actual events that occur within the plot take place over the course of one day. So, but then, like, there's so much history intertwining the characters mm-hmm. that everything is impacted by that you're like, I don't know when anything is happening, why anything is happening, or like how things are connected. And so it's just confusing.
And like, very little happens for most of the book. There's a part where certainly a thing happened.
Yes, a thing with a capital T.
A thing with a capital T happened, but most of it is just like, it washes over you. It's just, it's an experience that I wasn't prepped for. Like, no one told me it was going to be difficult to read, so I wish I would have gone into it with a little more care.
Yeah.
Anyways, we talked about that for a while. I am also reading I Have Some Questions for You by Rebecca Mackay for a different class. I don't really have a ton to say about it. I'm enjoying it enough, I guess. There's, like, a lot of plots happening in that one, and I'm just like, girly, I think we needed to cut one of these out. But yeah. And also, you know, just dreaming out here. I want to read Fourth Wing one day. I have a copy.
I actually am getting a phone call that I think I need to take. I will be back in 1 second. Okay, we're back. I got a call from the people I'm going to work for this summer. It was scary.
She was really scared, but it's totally fine.
I was so okay, and I was so chill and cool, and I talked like an adult, and it was about documents I have to sign, which is scary, but I talked about it anyway.
So brave.
So yeah.
Has anyone ever been that brave? I don't think they have.
Not in the history of the world, mm-hmm. or at the very least of humanity.
Yeah.
So
it was just a historical event.
Yeah. And no one in the place out there even knew it. I was just sitting there talking, and they didn't know that I was the bravest little girl in the world.
But I knew.
But Abby knew.
I always know.
But Abby knew.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Anyway, I read Mistborn by Brandon Sanderson, and oh my God. Oh my God. I love high fantasy. Sometimes I have a ton of difficulty getting into a book that has an incredibly complex magical system and, like, has an entirely created world, and then I never get finish the whole thing because I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You created a new language? What's happening? That's a shout-out to Tolkien, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening, and everything is happening so slowly but also so quickly. What's happening? I don't know. But Mistborn is a series. I read the first one, which is called The Way of Kings, I believe. And holy shit, how do you come up with stuff like that? How do you come up with something so fucking unique? And you come up with this entire magical system, this entire plot, like, intrigue, all of this stuff. It's a heist. It is a heist. It's the classic
topple the empire arc. It's the orphan to riches story. It is a love story. It is a revenge story. It is everything. And the twists at the end, I was on the plane going home and I was kicking the seat in front of me and losing my shit. When I was turning these pages, I was like, he's dead? Wait, no, he's not dead. Oh, he is. He's dead.
So dead.
He's dead. And then I was like, and then the other guy's alive. Of course he's alive. He has to be alive because the other guy's dead. And so now it makes sense. And then you get to the end. And then, of course, like the bad guy, the things happens that has to happen in order for things to happen. And you're like, but that's how it had to happen.
Mm-hmm. So true.
The main character is so lovable. Actually, all of the main characters are so lovable. Found family trope to the fucking max degree. Oh my god. The scrawny little orphan with strange magical powers who doesn't understand herself and doesn't trust anyone, getting adopted by a crew of thieves, and then they all become her dads. Oh my god. I just eat it up. I fucking eat it up. Like if... yeah. No, just... Also, the main male character, he's so interesting because all of the characters are so fucked up and so flawed, but they're all so compelling and so, like, you get it. You get it and you understand it, and you understand why the main female character just cannot bring herself to trust people. But then she goes on this little arc of, like once she's gotten over that distrust, she... like immediately latches onto these any signs of affection and craving love, and then taking things as the wrong sign and not understanding how to interact with people lovingly. And it so feels so real. And then the main guy, the trauma with his past and like all of it, and like the way he experiences flashbacks and the way he interacts with his own trauma and the way he interacts with the past in the present is so well written. Yeah. I have, if anyone out there has read it, please message me. I want to talk about it. But I haven't read the next book in the series. So I want to speculate and not have people spoil things for me. Because I looked on Tumblr for fan art and I immediately saw spoilers for the whole series, and now I know who dies at the end.
No.
But anyway, so I went to the public library and I got the next book in the series, and I haven't started it yet, but I'm going to start it soon, and I'm really excited for it because oh my fucking god. And yeah, that's my rundown of book that I have read. You should check out Brandon Sanderson. I know very little about him other than the fact that he is crazy. I think he's bonkers. Like, to a certain degree, authors like that who come up with such complex and in-depth stuff have to be absolutely off the rocker.
Maybe one day I will be bonkers.
Who's to say you aren't already?
Some people would argue. Some people would say, I'm going to be a really good writer.
Okay.
I feel like I just blacked out.
Because I was yapping so fast.
I was so excited, but I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was trying to say, I have so much to say about that book. So, and we've been talking for a while, so I was trying to speak fast, but I think I just came off as psychotic.
It was so fun, but also I was like, I feel like I'm on a different plane than she is at the moment.
I think it's a copy.
Is it called... I thought the book was called Mistborn. Am I incorrect?
So the series is called The Mistborn. The first one is Mistborn, The Way of Kings.
Oh.
It has, like, it's like one of those ones where it has, like, a subtitle. Like, each book is Mistborn, The Well of Ascension. Mistborn, The Final.
Got it, got it. Because I was like, I was pretty sure I had seen a cover that said Mistborn.
No, okay, I'm mixing things up. It's not Mistborn, The Way of Kings. It's Mistborn, The Final Empire.
Oh.
I will text it to you, Abby, if you want to read it.
I would love to read it because I haven't been so excited about a series as you are right now in, like, years.
I felt like the way that I did about Harry Potter when I was approximately 10 to 11 years old. And like, see, that's how excited I was.
That's the feeling I've been chasing my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the girl who was sitting next to me on the plane was worried about me. Because not only was I going... Turn flipping pages. I was also crying at multiple points. especially at the very end, I was sort of laugh sobbing, because you know when you get so emotionally invested in something and you just like, it's like, yes, that is what had to happen, that's how it was going to happen, but I didn't see it coming.
We should have a book club this summer where we all like read each other's favorite books.
We should do that.
I think that'd be really cute.
I think all of us would cry at some point.
Yeah, I think so. But we should.
Yeah, so that's my yap of the day.
That was beautiful.
You should talk about what you're listening to, because you have many things to say.
Now it's time for me to yap.
Yay!
We need to talk about Beyoncé's album.
Beyoncé.
What on earth? That was beautiful. That was bonkers. I have been listening to it all week, and I don't understand how she does that. And I know I'm so late to the party here. I've never been a Beyoncé, like, hater, but I've never, like, listened to her a lot enough to know what people were talking about. Because the way it's felt to me, and maybe other people feel this as well, is that, like, it's objectively really good music, but it's like almost on another level where it's harder to relate to because it's just so, like, masterful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, like, intimidatingly amazing music, but like a lot of people are talking about, is it country? And that just like completely misses the point. The people who are talking about is it country or not haven't listened to it, but like it's wild that we need to put it in a box so badly, because it completely breaks the box. Like she does everything that you could do. Like, it is so country, but it's not country because it's, like, taking that a step farther that I don't think anyone has ever done. It's so amazing. And I didn't know about the features on that until I listened to it. And I was like, Dolly Parton's here.
Dolly Parton?
Miley Cyrus is here?
What are you doing here?
What's happening? And even the features she has that I don't know them personally, there's like a Willie Jones. I'm like, I love this guy. I should look him up. But yeah, it's just absolutely bonkers. Let's go through my favorite tracks so fast. Oh yeah, Post Malone's on this album. Why would Post Malone be here? But
why would a man be here?
He absolutely nails it. Like, he slayed. Good Post time. Malone is also going to be on Taylor Swift's album, which, don't you worry, I'll get to that in a second. Okay, American Requiem, beautiful. They're all amazing. I can't even do this. Okay, 16 Carriages, I've loved, but I've loved that for a while because that's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But
even I've heard that.
That song goes crazy. Obviously, the new version of Jolene. Or not the new version, but Beyonce's take on Jolene,
mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Spaghetti, love that. Why do I love a song called Spaghetti? I don't know.
Don't question it.
I will not. Just for Fun is great. Most Wanted is great. Levi's Jeans, that's the one with Post Malone. Absolutely.
That would be the one with Post Malone.
Yeah, it's just about jeans. I'm like, why is this such a bop? I love it. Yaya. Yaya, you guys.
Yeah.
Hello, girls.
Hello, Beyonce.
I can't do it, but yeah. It's just beautiful. And then, like, Sweet Honey Buckin' at the end. Ugh, it's just so good. And I'm like, I am on my Beyonce bullshit now.
Yeah.
I am so ready to deep dive into her discography, but I'm having a problem lately where every artist is dropping music.
Yeah.
And I cannot keep up.
It's a struggle that I think behind. Is unique to you. Like, it's like all of your favorite artists have just specifically decided, like, they're coming together and they're like, okay, so this one girl, she really likes all of our music.
Yeah.
We should all drop albums right now so that she's incredibly overwhelmed.
I'm just like,
I think that's what's happening.
Because then I'll have the opposite problem. In a few months, I'll go through a drought.
Mm-hmm.
Where no one releases anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, on the same day, Hozier and Olivia Rodrigo dropped 5 new songs, or like the bonus tracks for their albums.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a crazy day for me.
Hozier had 4 tracks.
I thought it was 5 for both, but maybe I'm dumb. I think you're right. Olivia had 5. Anyway, that was
a
crazy day.
I've thought a lot about the new Hozier for reference.
I'm going to save New Hozier for when you talk about it.
Okay, thank you. Because
you're more in-depth into
I'm a psychotic Hozier. Fan.
Yes.
As opposed to a fan.
Lucy's in the 1% on AirBuds.
On AirBuds, which on AirBuds. No one uses other than our friend group.
It's so fun. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it does take some of the joy out of, like, Spotify Wrapped Day, because, like, I have more data now, and it's less of a surprise, but I still have so much fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Today I've been listening to Good Luck Babe by Chapel Rowan. I really love the part where she's like, I'm just going to say it, actually. I'm not going to sing it. Where she says, I just need a little love and I just need a little air. Like, just the way she sings, I'm like, she is so good and I want to go to her concert so badly.
But she also looks like a Renaissance portrait.
She does. Her cover art is
so pretty.
And I don't mean she looks old. I mean she looks like she's from the past.
Yeah.
You know? She's so iconic and she's going to blow up. Like she's already very popular, but she's going to get crazy. Anyway, 11 days as of the day we're recording this, April 8th, until Taylor Swift's new album. Best believe I'm gonna go absolutely insane.
Absolutely feral.
Absolutely insane. I'm very excited. I don't know if there's a lot else to say. Yeah.
Okay. That's all. I will talk a little bit about the new Hozier music. There are 4 tracks. I know. The first one is Too Sweet, which is the one that everyone has heard because it's everywhere right now, which is completely fair because it's a banger.
Yep.
There is Wildflower and Barley. There is... Oh, shit. I don't remember. Nation Now, I believe.
Empire Now. I know it.
Sorry.
I know it.
Abby knows more than I do.
I won.
I've been fixating on Too Sweet. What is the last one?
Too Sweet, Empire Now, Wildflower and Barley. It's something like...
I can cut this part out because it's kind of embarrassing.
It's something... I want to remember it on my own, though. It's something like Fade Into Me. Fade. Flip. I don't know.
I've got it.
Something about me, right?
Farewell.
Farewell.
Neither of us had any idea what we were talking about.
Hey, I had Fade. I was mixing that up with Fair.
Okay.
I was close.
I have a conspiracy theory. So basically, in Too Sweet, the message of that song I'm still trying to riddle out. Because it's basically like, I think it's a little hypocritical for a man who keeps bees to talk about living life on the edge. He's saying, like, you want to wake up smelling like smoke and fire and go to bed at dawn and wake up at 10, don't talk at all, drink whiskey straight. And then in real life, he, like, keeps bees, has this cute little house in Ireland. And you're like, yeah. I feel like you might not line up there.
You can't convince me you're not cottage core.
Like, that is the most cottage core man ever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, my conspiracy theory is that Too Sweet confirms the conspiracy theory from the general media that he is actually secretly an immortal, an immortal being of some kind, perhaps a bog man, like the old Irish legends. And I was listening to that song earlier today, and I think that one particular line is what points to that, because he says... I don't remember exactly what it is, but basically he's saying she's too sweet, but if you sit in a barrel for a few years... Yeah. Maybe I'll consider it.
It's like sweet as a grape, and then it's like sitting in a barrel, and then you'll be wine.
Exactly. And so the question is, that implies a significant amount of aging. Wine takes a couple years. Whiskey takes even longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the question is, if the idea of love waiting for a couple, like, even, like, more like 60 years before he can, like, be in the same place as this person is like, hello?
Right.
Is this time insignificant to you? Or are you saying that it's never going to be achievable in your lifetime? I think it means he's immortal.
Yes.
Sorry.
He also says in that song, but who wants to live forever, babe?
Exactly!
Sounds like he's thought about it quite a lot.
He's thought about it quite a lot for the past 250 years.
I completely agree with you. I believe that at some point Hozier was a tree.
I think he started out as a tree and then became a man.
I kind of imagine him walking out of the bog, kind of dripping with moss and stuff, you know? But maybe I can also see him as a tree. Because he's so tall.
He's just such a tree sort of man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if anyone's magic, it's
him. It's Hosier.
And, also,
or Florence and the Machine,
which is also
on my list. Because I've been listening to King by Florence and the Machine, and holy shit, I relate to that song so much.
I love
that one. The idea of just, like, not knowing who you are without being able to create, but not wanting to create in the sense of having children and not wanting that responsibility for putting people into the world, but you want the responsibility of creating art that goes out into the world. And then the question of, like, are you mythologizing yourself? Are you romanticizing yourself? Do you even know yourself? What's happening? Are you just shouting down an echoing tunnel that's bringing back the same messages to yourself about yourself? I don't know, but I relate to it.
You've thought about that more than I have.
I think about things a lot.
Good for you.
Thank
Good
you. You. And then I've also been listening to the band called The Last Dinner Party, which is so much fun. They're from London, I think. And they just put out their first album.
London.
They're touring in the UK right now, and I want to go see them, but I can't go to the UK because I can't fly. And then I also have been listening.
Soon we will be able to go to UK. So we will be just hop, skip, and a boat right away.
Yeah. It'd probably be cheaper to fly from Paris.
But boat?
Yeah, it would be more fun to take a ferry.
Yeah. Have we revealed this on the pod?
Oh, yeah. We both got into the French program.
We're going to Paris, baby.
We're going to Paris, baby. Next year. We'll figure it out. And then I've also been listening to Lana Lubani, who is a British Palestinian singer who's amazing. She sings in Arabic. And you realize that Arabic was a language that was meant to be sung in because it sounds stunning when you sing it. And she's really cool. She just dropped a new single. And I've also been listening to the playlist on Apple Music called Nouveau Franco, or Top Franco. And those have just been sort of like giving me some like random French language singles that have been kind of good. Most of it is benign pop, which I don't really care that much about.
Yeah.
So I kind of skipped through a lot of it, but I found a couple of good ones. So yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. It's time to play a little game.
A silly little game.
A silly little game. And so the question this week is, if your life was fiction, who would the audience ship you with? And for those of you over the age of 25 who don't know what shipping is, basically in...
25?
I don't fucking know.
I feel like 30-year-olds know what shipping is. If you don't know what shipping is, you're not a pirate like us.
Exactly. Basically, it's when an audience of a particular media decides that two characters should be together in a relationship, either platonically or romantically, even though they aren't in the canon media. And so then they put them together and they're like, oh, these people would be great together. We should do this. They should. And then sometimes the showrunners listen to the audience and sometimes they don't. They don't. I say showrunners because I'm talking about Riverdale, because I think that's the best example of people shipping things and then it happening, even though it didn't make any sense. Anyway, would you
nothing
like to go
on
first?
That show made sense.
That's
frankly.
True.
yes. Okay. Wait, did we explain what we're doing? Okay, so if our lives were fiction, was I not listening?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry. I'm really doing my best. I'm trying so hard,
it's
you guys.
Okay.
I'm a little spacey.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyways. I don't think I've told you this before, but
I had a
somewhat unofficial kindergarten boyfriend. I overheard him telling someone else that I was his girlfriend.
Oh my god!
And I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Like, we were, I don't remember this at all, but we were like kind of friends. I was like, yeah, okay, we're friends. But apparently... he thought something more. So I think this would be a very good, like, childhood friends to lovers. Because
okay,
he went to high school with me for the rest of the time. He pretended he did not know me.
Jackass.
which, like, in fairness, maybe he didn't remember kindergarten all that well.
That's fair.
But you would think you would remember your first relationship, which was me. yeah. So I think, like, if he had been... because, actually... he had a glow up. Because in kindergarten, he had glasses and he had a peanut allergy. And that was kind of his whole thing. Wait, you can
have a peanut allergy?
Well, no, but it's just not it's not that big of a deal once you're not a kid anymore.
Oh, okay.
But he didn't have the glasses anymore, and he started playing, like, sports. Like, I didn't think of him as, like, a sporty kid, but apparently he started playing sports. And I'll be honest, he was attractive. I just don't think it... I'm unafraid to dox him because no one knows who I'm talking about. You would have to know a lot of lore to get this. But yeah, I think that would be like the crazy ship that people figured out. I feel like in high school, like in that season of the show or that chapter of the book, they would have been shipping me with him.
Yeah.
He did have a girlfriend for most of high school, though. So that just was a challenge. Bit of a problem, but yeah. But yeah, I think that would have been a good one. Also, I have a neighbor who's my age, and maybe this is just the You Belong With Me video talking, but I feel like people would have tried to ship that. Yeah. I feel like my mom suspected that once or twice, but he does not talk to me at all. He could not give less of a hoot. But when we were kids, we were kind of friends.
Yeah.
I'm doing a childhood friends to lovers thing again.
That's maybe, is that your trope? Is that your favorite trope?
No.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, he like came over to my house to play because we had an Xbox, and I went to his house because he had a pool. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like people would have wanted to ship that, but we're just not very similar, and I actually think he's kind of boring. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I have a couple. I think all of them, like most ships, are very far-fetched. Yours were, like, my mother likes to say that I had a lot of kindergarten boyfriends. When I went to the British International School, I had a couple of boys who I was friends with, and my mom was like, oh, they're going to get married in the future.
Little British boys, I would have done that too.
They weren't all British. There was an Italian, an Uruguayan, one British, one French. Anyway,
that's crazy.
But they were all my friends, and I just played on the same soccer league as them when I was a little kid. Anyway, and then I also had an next-door neighbor who was like that. Again, same age as me, but, like, I haven't seen him in years because we all moved in different directions. So I don't think that would, like, come into the play and the plot enough for people to care enough to ship it.
Yeah.
I think that, realistically, knowing how bonkers people are about consuming media and the fact that a lot of people don't view it as being possible for girls and boys to be friends.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of the guys I was friends with in high school would have been potential ships, but, like, I'm kind of uncomfortable with the idea of that because it's kind of gross. Yeah, so I think that's it. And then in terms of more recent stuff, there's one guy that I was interested in high school, and I'm not going to talk about that, but it would be a, I think that people would have been like, oh my god, what if they were in a long-distance relationship? Anyway, and then the final one, and the most toxic one, I think, would be academic rivals relationship with the guy from last year. Think about it, think about it, think about it.
She's there.
I'm there. Oh my god.
That would be that so would toxic, be... right? Fucking jackass.
What?
But like, I feel like people would ship that, right?
Whenever someone tells me that they have like a family friend who's male, I immediately ship it.
Yeah. I've always been uncomfortable with that because like,
you're so right, but I want the summer I turned pretty to have.
No, that's fair. Someone, that's fair.
You know?
Yeah.
And you do have a family friend who is male.
I do. His mom listens to this.
Yeah. I was going to say, does he listen to this?
I think he's not being awkward. Right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's kind of more like, I just, like, that kind of trope always weirds me out because, like.
I think him being a military man would also add.
Oh,
to
for
it.
Fuck's sake.
I'm sorry.
He's not in the military, he's in the Coast Guard. No, but it's like I always view those kind of people as kind of like awkward cousins. You know? And then,
you're right.
That just kind of grosses me out. I don't know.
I've just never had one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like having a cousin, but you're not related. You can't find me a family friend who I've known all my life.
We can create one.
Have you ever heard Mary's Song by Taylor Swift?
No.
That's a childhood friends to lovers song. It's really cute.
I think you might have an obsession with this trope, and you're just not admitting it.
I just think, I don't know. I like the idea of someone like being in your past and then coming back.
So you like the idea of family friends to lovers?
I just like the summer I turned pretty. I think. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think this is my favorite trope. I don't have one, though. So I can't be like, oh, never mind, it's this.
I think at different points in your life, mm-hmm. a different one is applicable and feels approachable and needed within your life.
Anyway.
Oh, my God. Next time we record a podcast, mm-hmm. I'm going to move the microphone over so I can be really near to it. I'm going to talk about the genetics of women and how important evolution was within the human the female body to the evolution of our species, and also how gossip is a fundamental part of our survival, because it's been really interesting and in the back of my mind recently, and I'm reading a book about it. I don't remember what the name of the book is called, but I'm going to keep on talking for another minute because I think that yapping is fundamentally important to our evolution.
My moment now I need to be absurdly close to the mic. I'm going to do our little outro, okay? And Lucy doesn't get to say anything. Don't cry. This is my moment. Anyways, we will be back eventually, I promise. Please text us and tell us if you are a farter or a burper. We need to know so, so badly. The fate of the world depends on it. Also, you may have noticed we didn't watch a movie.
Oh, yeah. No, what are you doing?
Piss off, please. Bye.